Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Celestina, C-E-L-E-S-T-I-N-A, Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M. Celestina Ingram is a 45-year-old woman who reports she was injured in a work-related accident on 11320. Apparently at that time, she was a pedestrian hit from behind by a forklift. Apparently this pushed her into 1,000 pounds of lettuce, but she did not fall to the ground. Apparently she did not strike her head or experience loss of consciousness. Apparently she relates going to St. Francis Hospital emergency room afterwards, believing she injured her middle and lower back as well as her legs. Apparently she had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She was treated with physical therapy and pain medication, but no surgery. Period. She did have x-rays performed. Period. Ms. Ingram scratch that. New paragraph. As per the records provided, Ms. Ingram was seen by Dr. Hun, H-E-Y-N-H, on 1-21-20. Period. She was complaining primarily of low back pain, but also pain in the right foot and leg. Period. She was scanning boxes of product in front of her when she was struck in the back by a forklift that was behind her backing up at the same time. Period. She initially felt pain in her left leg and foot as well as the lower back, but denied any other bodily injury, head injury, or loss of consciousness. Period. She was seen at St. Jane's emergency room on 1-15-20. X-rays of her leg and foot reportedly were negative. Period. No back x-rays were performed. Period. She was placed on activity modifications. Period. Dr. Hun performed an exam and noted the absence of outward signs of direct trauma. Period. Her gait was antalgic. Period. She had slight discomfort mounting and exiting the examination table and tenderness in the central lumbar sacral region. Period. A diagnosis of lumbar contusion and strain was rendered. Period. Continued activity modifications were in place. Period. She participated in physical therapy beginning 2-10-20. Period. This continued through 2-24-20 with her final visit by Dr. Hun. Period. At that juncture, back flexion was to 80 degrees and extension to 20 degrees. Period. There were negative straight leg raises for radicular symptoms. Period. She had no difficulty in transferring from a spine to a prone position. Period. There were some palpable spasms in the right lumbar paraspinal area. Period. It was observed that she was slowly improving. Period. She had just started physical therapy and was to continue it for another week. Period. She remains on modified duty until her follow-up in 1 week. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She expressed that 2 weeks ago she bent over to pick up a 1 gallon bottle of juice. Period. She had bad pain in her back going down her right leg. Period. She could not put pressure on the foot. Period. She had an obviously enlarged thyroid gland upon general observation. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, feet and ankle normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral, supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 90 degrees. Elicited only a stretch in the left hamstring, but no low back or radicular complaints. Period. On the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. On 1-13-20, Celestina Ingram was standing at work when she was struck by a forklift that had gone into reverse. Berchi currently states this pushed her into 1,000 pounds of lettuce, but she did not fall to the ground. Berchi went to an emergency room where x-rays of the leg and foot were negative. Berchi followed up at WorkNet beginning 1/21/20 period. A course of conservative care was rendered over the next several weeks, including medications and physical therapy. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found she had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines, where straight leg raising maneuvers were negative. Perry had full range of motion of the lower extremities. Perry provocative maneuvers at the feet and ankles were negative. Perry, she walked with a physiologic gait without a limp or foot drop. Perry was able to walk on her heels and toes without difficulty. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. There is also 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot or leg. Period. That is the end.